بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illallah.
Please send us your emails to our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. I am Atal, the host of this program. As usual, Sheikh Karimi is over here to answer today's question related to Islamic beliefs. Sheikh Karimi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So how are you, Sheikh?
Alhamdulillah, thanks.
So today's question is related to the guidance and salvation, but in a specific era and period of time. And that is the occultation of Imam As, Imam Mahdi, and also his reappearance. So let me ask you the question that was sent to us. Does the guidance and salvation of many people during the era of Imam's reappearance, that is Imam Mahdi, contrast with the misguidance of many during the era of occultation or ghibah? And is this unfair according to God's justice or not?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So this question is comparing two periods, the time of occultation, the major occultation that we are passing right now.
Yes.
And the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. And the questioner has argued that in our time, the time of the major occultation,
yes,
so many people are misguided, which means that they are going to the hellfire. But after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, all the people are guided by the Imam and they will go to the paradise. And this is against the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I would like to mention a couple of points. First of all, it's not only, this comparison. We can claim that the same point applies to each time and era. In our time, for example, a person is living in a very righteous society, a very righteous community, let's say in an Islamic community, in an Islamic country. Another person is living in a very corrupt society and community. So for the first person, it's very likely that he or she would follow the guidance and to be a very righteous person. And for the second person to be misguided and mm-hmm. to commit various kinds of sins. So isn't it against the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or imagine even, I'm not talking about two countries.
Yes.
In one country, in one city, we may imagine two different families. In one family, the parents are very righteous,
mm-hmm.
which means that it would be very likely for the children to lead also a very good life. Another family, the parents are corrupt, are bad people, and naturally the children may also follow the same path.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is that, isn't it against the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So my first point was that it's not only about the time of the occultation,
yes,
and the major occultation.
It's not time limit.
Yeah.
That's right.
In any time and era, we can, pose the same question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the point is that, first of all, let me talk about the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Does it mean that at the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, people are forced not to commit any sin and all the people would turn out to be infallible? No, this is not the case.
Good people?
Of course, at that time, the motivations for committing sins would be much, much less than the time before that. There is no doubt about this fact. For example, if I may give one example, many sins that human beings are committing is because of their love for material pleasure.
Yes.
Okay. And maybe because of poverty, for example.
Okay.
It's been mentioned that during the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, all the people are so, let's say, wealthy mm-hmm. in a material welfare that even if you try to find a poor person, you are not able to find any person, mm-hmm. any poor person. All which right. means that there is no motivation for many sins, mm-hmm. for bribery, for example,
yes.
for robbery, for example, mm-hmm. okay? And of course, also the level of the knowledge of the people is going to be increased, and so on and so forth. And according to the narration of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, at the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, there is no, illegal relation. There is no alcohol consumption and usury, and people pay attention to acts of worship. But having said that, it doesn't mean that there is no free will anymore, and all the people are going to be infallible.
Shaykh, it would be very much like a robotic lifestyle.
Exactly.
You know? Like a robot, for example.
Yeah.
You don't have any control over your deeds or something.
This is not the case.
This is not,
this
the,
is
case?
Not the case?
Okay.
The temptations are, at work. Of course, there are discussions whether
the power of lust and greed
Satan
and
is That's alive at that time or not. So my first point is that we shouldn't think that all the people living at the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam would for sure be the most righteous people and their destination would be the paradise. Mm-hmm. We do not know. We are not going to judge about the destination of the people. But the point is that still people have their own free will. Now, the point is that if person A commits the sin B,
yes,
at the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, his punishment is by far much more than another person committing the same sin uh-huh. before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Okay.
Because now he is living the time of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. He is witnessing the Imam. He is witnessing a world based on justice. So the motivation for committing sins are much less. So if in that situation he commits a sin, it's not compared to a person who commits the same sin in the time of the major occultation, okay? There is a big difference between the two.
And I think the main reason is because he has reached the truth now, isn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So now one major question might be, doesn't truth come, for example, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself? I mean, because you are living under the umbrella of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now, doesn't it bring you enough proof to reach the truth? Now, for example, you are waiting for someone to reappear and then reach the truth? Now, this is a major question, Sheikh.
Yeah, this is a very good point. Each and every factor has its own share mm-hmm. in making the picture clear, okay? So, as I mentioned, nowadays, of course, we have the Noble Book of Quran, we have the narrations, but there are different ways of interpreting the Quran. That is why you see different schools among the Muslim nation. This is one point. The second point is that, as I mentioned, many sins that are committed by the people are because of the fact that, they have some motivations for doing them. First of all, the world is not based on justice. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
At the time of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the whole world is going to be run based on justice.
All right.
For sure, the motivations for committing sins at that time would be much less. But the point is that there is a very clear principle in the Noble Book of Quran which answers all these questions, that لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not task any person beyond his or her capacity. Now, I'll go back to the example that I mentioned at the beginning of the session, that even in our time, a person is living in a very righteous family, in a righteous community, and in a good environment in terms of the city, country. Another person, imagine Qom and Los Angeles, for example, okay? So if person A...
From Qom to California.
Yeah.
If
the person A commits a special sin in the city of Qom, which apparently might be a religious place,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't mean that if another person living in California, as you mentioned, commits the same sin, the punishment would be the same.
Mm-hmm.
No. The capacities are different. The situation, the conditions are different.
So you mean the punishment for a person who is living in a religious city will be more? the signs of Allah which are shown to him.
At least in most of the cases, the answer is positive.
Okay.
Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given more chance for him
signs. That's right. Okay.
To gain knowledge about religion and the truth. On the other hand, I mean, there are not too many motivations for committing sins.
Right.
I mean, compare a religious city. All ladies are practicing hijab.
Okay.
And another city in which there is no such a thing at all. For sure, if you commit the sin in that religious environment, you would be punished much more than compared to the person committing the same sin in another place.
That's right.
It doesn't mean that even that person living in that corrupt society has all freedom to commit that sin. Mm-hmm. My point is that the punishment is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, if that person say a 2 rak'ah prayer in that corrupt society, his reward would be much, much more than the reward of a person saying the same 2 rak'ah in a religious environment. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah does not task any person beyond their capacity. So it doesn't give a guarantee for that person living in a corrupt place to commit sins. No,
yes.
There is no such a thing at all. My point is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. He takes into consideration all the points. That is why I told you that in most of the cases, the answer is positive. Because even in a religious city like Qom, a person might be born in a very corrupt, family.
All right.
I mean, his or her parents might be very corrupt. It doesn't mean, again, that because of the fact that he is living in a religious city, he would be punished or rewarded like other human beings living in the same city.
Mm-hmm.
The situation of each and every person is different. So if I come to a kind of conclusion, we do believe in the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on his knowledge, wisdom, and justice, would judge each and every person based on wus'aha, based on their capacity.
Yes.
So
capacity,
we can
knowledge and action.
Exactly. So we cannot claim that because of the fact that we do not see Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, we are committing sins. No, so many people saw Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his family, and they committed so many sins. So many people lived at the time of the infallible Imam, but they turned out to be so wicked people. But the point is that us living a time of major occultation, at least in most of the cases, if we, for example, perform a good action, we would be more rewarded compared to a person who saw the Prophet and he did the same action. Mm-hmm. That is why in one narration, the Holy Prophet admires the people living in Akhir Zaman, in the end of time. And the companions of the Prophet ask for the reason. The Prophet told them, I'm paraphrasing what the Prophet said. He said that you are watching me. You have access to me, okay? But people living in major occultation, they do not see any... they do not see their living Imam.
That's right.
They just follow Islam based on the text. Nowadays, we have the text of the Quran and we have the narrations. We do not see the Prophet. We do not see our Imam. Our Imam is in occultation. That is why the Prophet is admiring the people who are living in this time and they are righteous people. At the end of the day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. And he is going to judge each and every person based on the capacities that they are given.
The difference between the two eras is like two different exam papers. One of them shorter, one of them longer, but they were graded fairly.
Thank you very much,
Sheikh Karimi, for your nice elaboration. It very much, we can say, depends on your efforts. In which era you're living, you know, and the efforts and the actions, knowledge, and as you said, the capacity is also very important. Thank you much, Sheikh. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. لعلي وحسين و
وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن